Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast, where we spark up conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, share our situations, temptations, education, relaxations, and elevations.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast. With your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
This is a very, very, very special episode of Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. This is the Maven Marketplace, and this is, it's a lituation holiday gift guide. You know, I love being able to support other business owners, especially those that are local. And tonight we're going to be talking to some brand, our Hushel, one of the local kind of celebrities, and somebody that is providing what is so highly needed in everyday life, and especially right now and during this time of the pandemic. This is home organization. And actually, it's a little bit more than that, because it can help you once you get your space organized, then you yourself can become a little bit organized. So it's all together. It kind of coincides. So you get your environment together and your mental well-being also will kind of be organized and cleaned up. So we are welcoming the very first holiday gift guide, like I said, participant. And this is Miss Katrina from Badass Home Life.
Hi.
Yes, thank you so much. So won't you go ahead and describe a little bit about what your services are and what our viewers can, what they can benefit from if they decide to work with you, or if they think, oh my gosh, I didn't know I needed that, but now I know.
Absolutely. Well, you already gave an intro of essentially what I offer people, but I start off with helping them organize their environment, helping them get their spaces together, figuring out like if they should get more storage solutions, or is it more of like getting rid of more items. It's just like coaching somebody through in order for them to get more organized. And as what you mentioned a while ago, because you are allowing your space to be more organized, more structure, your entire life, your life starts to follow that. It starts to flow and do more streamlined approach of living. It's going to be more intentional. You know what you're going to do the next day. You know what you're going to do next week. Like, it's more, you know, there's a path to what you're doing compared to just letting life take you, you know? So in essence, like, organizing for me is such a important part of well-being, as you've already mentioned at the beginning, because it's, you know, you feel good when your house is not cluttered. You know, the first thing that you feel is relief when everything is all in place. Everything is clean. Your bed is nice. Your couch is empty. It just feels nicer when things are like that, right? So yeah, my services.
And I love it. I have to say that she has shared, when she organizes her home. And I'm telling you guys, definitely go and follow her on Instagram. And you will want to, like, first of all, it'll make you feel some way about yourself. I know it did for me. I was like, wow, I didn't know refrigerators can look that nice and organized. I mean, her drawers. And it was funny because I thought about you last night when I was at Big Lots. And I was looking at just different little organization, you know, little baskets and things. And I was like, you know, what do I need that for? And then I was like, you know what? I do. I never know what you need things like that for. It could be wiring. It could be your phone charger. It could be, you know, that one junk drawer that we all have that has like everything in there. You know, koozies and pens and rulers and everything else. How do you ever find yourself you know, in your personal life get unorganized, where you're like, okay, I gotta get this together. Let me take some time and get everything right the way that you can best function.
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna throw my husband under the bus right now. But his office is pretty much like the zone in my house that I do not touch. So that is the one I could say that could get disorganized, but because there is a system in place, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for him to be like, oh, this is where the pencils go into the drawers. And then that same mindset takes around the whole entire house. Same thing with me on my desk. Like everything gets, you know, there are days that it gets crazy. Things just are really all over the place. But because you know that there's a system, because you know that they're like, these items have a home, kind of like what you said, that like the baskets are meant to be homes for certain things, not just like out. Like if you, just the idea of like a kitchen counter and you have your mail there all the time, or your herbs or your spices and all of that. If you just put that in the container, if there's a designated space where that goes all the time, you'll feel so much better about how your space looks like, because you're like, it's not necessarily like an out of sight, out of mind situation, You're pushing things like on the corner, you have less things to look at, your brain functions better. Your brain's less distracted.
Yeah.
If there's clutter around, your brain is so much more stimulated than it's supposed to. It's the same thing like when I'm so adamant with like bedrooms, not to have too much clutter, not to have too many things up, because you need your resting place, like your where you recuperate every day to be more zen, to be more relaxing. So to answer your question, like yes, there are times that I'm unorganized, but because there is a system, it's so much quicker to just like, this is where it goes, and then clean up please.
Yeah. Now with your clients, do you find that more often than not they're in a organized chaos? You know, for example, like everything has its place, but it's too much of it. Because something that I've kind of picked up on as well is that your organization also pairs with, you know, living minimalism.
Right.
So do you notice that that's what a large part of what you do with your clients is, like helping them to live with less? Like it's just not necessary to keep, you know, 42 Cosmopolitan magazines, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So I don't think, or at least like the first step, here's a tip. The first step that I always take is to declutter. The decluttering process is always like the hardest part for anybody, because you are showing up, like you're showing your clutter in your face. Like it's just like in your face. Having that like conscious mindset that like, okay, why do I have this piece of thing? Why does it still resonate with the person that I am now? Yeah. Or is, you're right, like, do I need 42 pieces of magazines when there's internet? Or do I need three fans of the same thing, like the same type of fan? And then if it's like no, then we let go. If it's a yes, then like, do we have space? If you do, then you're more than welcome to keep it. But most of them, my clients don't have the space. That's why it feels cluttered. So that's where it goes and flow. It's not necessarily that like I'm very like adamant to like teach somebody, it's like, oh no, the only way to live is a minimalist life. Like it's not necessarily that, but I teach them the ideals of what a minimalist lives, like how a minimalist lives like, and the amount of energy and the amount of happiness that you can feel when there's just less. You appreciate things more.
Yes. Yeah. And I definitely want to. I mean, we are going to work together, but I will be the first to admit part of it is, I don't want to say it's the embarrassment, but it is the vulnerability of saying, here's my space. This is what, you know, this is how I live every day. And because I definitely feel like I live in a home, you know, some people, they feel like if you if you get organized, that your space starts to become like museum-like.
Right.
And I think that there's a fine difference between the two. So like what I like to say is, look, my home is lived in. You can tell that people live here, you know, but it is clean and organized in my way. But yes, you would probably have a field day. So I do definitely want to, like I said, have you come on and maybe help out some listeners or something like that, or, you know, have people call in and ask some questions. You can give Absolutely. A little bit of advice. One thing that I do want to ask before we close out here today, in the first entrance of the, you know, it's a lituation marketplace, the Maybe Marketplace. If you had to choose one space in a home that you say is imperative to be organized and to declutter, what room would you say that would be?
Your bedroom.
That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Your bedroom is where, again, like what I said, it's the place where you recuperate, mm-hmm. the place where you need to energize yourself. If the space that you are energizing yourself doesn't feel right, your whole sleep is ruined. Mm-hmm. When you're ruined, your day is ruined. When your day is ruined, it just viciously cycle of just misfortune, or not necessarily misfortune, but just like a bad time. You want to have bad vibes all the time. So having your bedroom be more of like a solace space, more of like where you feel safe, you feel love. Like, mm-hmm. and I think that's where I'm at. It's not the way that I organize is I just don't want you to get stressed out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if there's something that stresses you out, you don't necessarily know what it is. I help mm-hmm. you figure that out. And then we take that out of your room. And then that's that. But it's not necessarily like we shouldn't have that here. We shouldn't have that there. I'm the way I process things is that like I listen to you first. Mm-hmm. I listen to the things that you like about your space, and I listen to the things that you don't like about your space. And that's the only thing I'm going to focus on. And the next, like a couple more, like maybe like on the last session, I can really see the difference of the people's faces of like how they were so stressed. Like kind of like what you were saying, that like it's embarrassing to acknowledge that like there's clutter. But honestly, clutter happens when life happens. Mm-hmm. You got two mm-hmm. boys, you got a life.
Life. So it definitely does. But I think it's awesome because you are so much more of just what somebody would say, like a home organizer. You're definitely like a wellness, you're a therapeutic wellness kind of, you know, practitioner. And, you know, I could see you like on Hoarders, you know, and I think you'd be great because you have such a calming demeanor. And I think that sometimes those people really need to be like, really be talked to in a kind of calming and therapeutic manner. And I don't watch it religiously, but what I've seen is like some of those people come off very forceful. And I think that they make people retreat. So I think you'd be awesome. So let's put that in the universe. Put that out there. So I do want to thank you so much for, you know, coming on and talking a little bit about your services. We are going to have all of the information needed for anybody to be able to get into contact with her. And of course, it's virtual services. And we all know the time that we live in right now. So I think if anybody is looking for that first step into getting their overall wellness, you know, mm-hmm. taking care of it and an overhaul, especially going into the new year, then you definitely want to give Katrina a call, an Instagram message, you know, hit her up on her website. That is an important first step. So do yourself a favor or somebody else. This is a great holiday gift idea, you mm-hmm. know, especially for like a parent or, you know, a friend, especially with people working from home all year. So definitely check her out. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And yes, and we will be having producer. He likes to slip me little notes here. We will be having a raffle provided by a lot of the brands and services and businesses that we're going to be having on our list. So you guys definitely want to, you know, keep your ears open. Keep your eyes wide about opportunities, about how you would be able to enter that raffle item. So mm-hmm. once again, thank you so much. I know that you have to get to dinner. So right ahead. I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, I'm just so grateful. And, you know, thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Great. It's awesome. So we will be talking soon. We always kind of talk through social media. Mm-hmm. So we will, you know, stay in contact there. And happy holidays to you. And happy stay holidays. Home.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. Thank you. Take care. All right, guys. So we are going to be going into a slew of other businesses that are on the list here. What I do want to talk about really quickly is one of our sponsors for the show, Menage with Mary Jane Maven, and that's Monthleaf. So Monthleaf has a very special holiday box that I'm telling you, it's a great gift idea, guys. So what you want to do is go ahead and go over to Instagram. You can go onto the website, which is, of course, monthleaf.com. And you can use my discount code, which is MJ10. MJ Maven 10. There we go. MJ Maven 10 for 10% off. But you guys, go ahead and get on that now. I believe you have up until the 15th, I believe is what Brianne shared with me, where you can place your order and that way you will get it in time for the holidays. So thank you so much, Monthleaf. You know, this is something that we put on together. And of course, they're going to be on the holiday gift guide as well as be a sponsor. So thank you so much to Monthleaf. And get on there, guys. Go on there. Get your customized box together. So we're going to be having the second brand, and she's going to be coming around pretty soon here. Monthleaf is the monthly cannabis subscription service for Northern California. They offer a variety of boxes that you can customize to fit your preferences. Each box will always have a value exceeding $150, but all you have to pay is just $100. And that's each month.